This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Thursday, September 11th. Reagan Nicole Powers was charged with four counts each of involuntary manslaughter and felony negligent child abuse on Wednesday. The mother of Kalani, Kendall, Josephina, and Sophia Melvin was not at home when their home burned on August 30th. The girls died in the fire. Two other girls, ages 11 and 12, escaped. The sisters will be eulogized Saturday in Fairmont at 2 p.m. A memorial was held Tuesday in Chadbourne. The cause of the fire has not been determined. Basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal announced today that he has partnered with sheriffs from Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina to cover all the expenses for the family. Today is the 24th anniversary of the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. Remembrance services were held at the Veterans Memorial Park and ADR Fire Station today. State House Speaker Destin Hall and State Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger announced today that legislation will soon be presented to resume the use of the death penalty in North Carolina. It's been 19 years since the last inmate was executed. The state has been mired in lawsuits since 2006. The Sullivans also said they're working on new laws eliminating unsecured bonds for violent suspects. The action comes in the wake of the murder of Irania Zarutska on August 22nd in Charlotte. The Ukrainian refugee was allegedly stabbed to death on a commuter train by DeCarlos Brown, a 14-time convicted criminal. Brown was out on an unsecured bond for a robbery charge when he allegedly killed Zarutska. A toddler was transported to UNC hospitals yesterday after she was struck by a car in western Columbus County, and we have reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information. Testimony is continuing in the first-degree murder trial of Prentice McDuffie. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed three members of a Brittany Lane family during a robbery in 2019. Darius Washington has already been convicted in the murders. The jury deliberated less than an hour before finding him guilty after a six-week trial earlier this year. September 13th starts a new season of flock swaps at Gerganus Farm Store in Wavell. There's no cost to participate. You can bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, or trade. You can get a head start on your own flock and herd, for that matter. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the Farm Store on Madison Street in Wavell. Crab Catchers of Little River will hold a fundraiser Sunday for the Melvin sisters. All proceeds go to the college fund for the surviving sister, 11-year-old Winter. The restaurant is located at 4474 Waterfront Avenue in Little River. An underrecognized hero will be the topic of Saturday's meeting of the Southeastern Genealogical Society. Margaret French McLean was the wife of Robeson County leader and Governor Angus McLean. Ms. McLean restored the governor's mansion in Raleigh and later became an advocate for child labor laws in the early 20th century. The society meets at 2 p.m. at 623 Warrior Trail, Wavell. The public is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.